Media's not?
Well, no, they'll cover that was on the show. They're not going to cover this.
The media, okay.
Because this is not my opinion. This is the real research that I have heard, that that I have talked to Army generals, commanding generals, major generals, general generals, CIA, everybody. And they're all 100%. And I thought it was a psyop before, and then I've researched it. I've talked to hundreds of people now, not on air, but I'm going to make a film on this, who've taken ayahuasca and DMT. I've not taken it, and for obvious reasons. And it's unbelievable because, I mean, they 100% in San Francisco is the main project site. Literally have an alien base, and they are literally communicating, and they've got like astronaut level people taking super hardcore levels of drugs and going into meetings with these things and making intergalactic deals. And that, and I'm, again, that's what the government believes and says they're doing.
When you say the government, that's a broad stroke. You're painting a, you're using a broad brush. Like, what do you mean by the
breakaway
government?
Rogue intelligence agencies.
Okay, so what you're saying is essentially that they're using psychedelic drugs to communicate with interdimensional beings. All right.
Yeah, spirit guides.
Okay, everyone who's done a high dose of psychedelic drugs has had this experience. So everyone who's listening to you right now who's done DMT or done 5 grams of psilocybin, they know that this is you have some kind of communication with something else. The question is that something else inside your psyche, or is that something else, a chemical
Perfect
doorway?
Question.
Is there a chemical doorway inside the mind that opens up? And the belief is that when you die, and this is what the afterlife is, that when you die, your brain produces these chemicals. These chemicals open up this doorway, and this is the portal to the next dimension. So you're saying that the government is aware of this, and they must be aware of this. They've heard enough people talk about it. They must have done experiments on it.
What do scientists do? They want to know the secrets of the universe.
For sure. And people that have the courage to experiment with these things and try them themselves realize that this is such a profound experience that it's so alien that if an alien landed right now in our parking lot and a little gray man with big black eyes got out, it would be nothing compared to what I've seen on psychedelic trips.
Well, let me just tell you. Me getting into this, Joe, is just because so people need to understand that I've known about this for a long time, and I just don't think people are ready for it. But a lot of folks who have low oxygen and who have
9-volt brains,
who have sleep apnea, big necks, big heads, tongues go big,
like you and me.
You go down to 62% oxygen. That's another time that the brain releases DMT. So my whole life, since I was about, my first memories were every night was a DMT trip. So I basically, I don't want this to sound arrogant, it's not, I've seen everything.
Well, I believe that when you're dreaming, it's most likely the same chemicals that are being released.
Well, a key point, when you go into the REM sleep, it opens the gate, which scientists have proven your brain is working in the fourth, fifth, sixth dimension. And if you can work into those dimensions, you can see beyond it. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. I know you already know all this, Joe. But for your audience, here's what's happening. I'm not saying you're bad. I never said you were in the CIA. I say the CIA is on record with Timothy Leary and everybody promoting hallucinogens in the 60s. They admitted that it was a plan to try to see what it would do in the public to make them more suggestible. But there's a larger program, and then they kind of backed off because it kind of got out of control and actually created some people that were actually fighting them. So it didn't have the effect they wanted. So then they moved on to the ayahuasca and the DMT that they promoted, which good, strong people that have a compass don't have problems with, but weak-minded, stupid people and others. Here's an example. This guy's smart. Eric Mancow Muller, syndicated radio host. I've known him like 15 years.
You just lost me.
Well, I'm going to tell you the story.
You said he's smart.
He's a nice guy.
No, I'm just kidding.
He's a smart guy. Don't be mean.
I've been on his show before.
Yeah,
I like
he
him.
Likes you. He likes you.
I like him too. I'm just fucking around.
Everybody's on this quest.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, I've talked to like 100 people. I've talked to more. Because a lot of people are going and doing these DMT and ayahuasca trips outside Austin. They're doing them all over the place.
Yes.
And I'm on his show, and he's telling me the same story everybody tells me about being in Peru or being, mm-hmm. In Costa Rica. He went and did 2 trips down there. And he said, yeah, we're sitting there and we take the ayahuasca, and then all these basically elves, aliens, come out of the woods, and we're all seeing the same aliens. We're all hearing the same thing. And it's like 43 of us or whatever seeing it. And he goes, but it was the drug's effect on our brains. No, no, no. A drug, everyone sees something different. When you open a gate, and now interdimensionally, your brain's already filtering out most stuff because you can't handle it. Your eyes are already seeing it. Kind of like a cat when it's like seeing something, or a dog.
Well, you know, when they